This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you've been trying to get on to your favorite apps or websites today and you've been running into some trouble, it could be because Amazon Web Services, which hosts many of the world's top sites and apps, crashed today. Things are slowly getting back to normal, but some sites, including the Wall Street Journal, are still having trouble. Still no one in custody in connection with the jewelry robbery at the Louvre on Sunday morning. Many of the French crown jewels were taken. Arthur Brand is a Dutch investigator and calls it the heist of the decade.
What everybody fears is that the gold and the silver will be melted down and the jewels will be taken out and sold separately.
President Trump is threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia, calling that country's president, Gustavo Petro, an illegal drug dealer. Following another military strike in a boat in the Caribbean, Petro says fishermen, not drug dealers, were killed. This is ABC News.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Attorney General Josh Call secured a preliminary injunction continuing the temporary block of the U.S. Department of Agriculture from acting on its demand that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, is a federally funded state-administered program that provides billions of dollars in food assistance to tens of millions of low-income families across the country. SNAP applicants provide their private information in connection with using the program. USDA has threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply with its unprecedented demand for data, effectively forcing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. Any delay in funding could be catastrophic for Wisconsin and its residents who rely on SNAP to purchase food. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accused of keeping the public in the dark over accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming by educators. A year-long investigation by the Cap Times of Madison found DPI investigated more than 200 educators from 2018 to 2023 on accusations of sexual misconduct or grooming behaviors towards students. The paper used DPI's own internal records and discovered that at least 44% of 461 teaching license investigations during that period involved such allegations, and that 227 educators investigated for various types of misconduct either voluntarily surrendered their license or had it revoked. The forecast calls for a slight chance of showers and a high of 66. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers outlast the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Arizona, where the Packers beat the Cardinals here last night, 27-23. The Packers substitute kicker, Lucas Haversick, set a new franchise record with a 61-yard field goal. Micah Parsons had three quarterback sacks in the game, the most in his career. Parsons also jumped off sides, allowing the Cardinals to stay alive, but Rashawn Gary able to force a fumble that Green Bay recovered.
The big play, the offsides by me, which is completely unacceptable. We got it right back when we came out and argued with the fumble, so that's the complimentary side. They mess up, make up for us, and we made up for them, and that's the good thing.
The road trip got off to a bad start when the team plane had to be grounded due to a mechanical problem. They didn't leave for Phoenix until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
Obviously, we already have a long, you know, plane ride, and then we were sitting basically on the terminal for about 5 or some hours.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see increasing clouds across the area for your Monday, and a late day shower can't be ruled out. A gusty south wind in the afternoon, up around 30 miles per hour, with highs in the mid-60s. Evening showers, then gradual clearing, lows near 40. Right now, it's 54.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones?
Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump still thinks he's a game show host at The Apprentice. Heard this great perspective about Tiffany not getting Trump's endorsement. If Josh Schumann feels like he's got to take some shots at Tiffany, which might weaken him, but it makes him look better to Trump to maybe get the endorsement, this is what Trump likes. He doesn't have any incentive to endorse Tiffany as long as he can keep playing him and Schumann off each other.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. Great to be back from my book tour, Chicago, San Diego, Los Angeles, all the events in L.A. yesterday, day before yesterday. Just a wild ride. We got a lot to talk about today. In just a moment, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. You can get in line at 202-808-9925. Also, when the chant fades, who builds the future? Questions about what do we do now? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, a reminder of the Declaration of Independence and how Trump is actually, I mean, it's just amazing, actually defying at least 8 items that Jefferson listed in the Declaration of Independence. And a crazy alert, Trump gives new meaning to flooding the zone with, poop? Is this any way for a king to behave? Or a president? We'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, Malcolm Nance, a former spy, literally, is going to drop by. What's up with Ukraine and with Trump having all these meetings with Putin, excluding Zelensky? Why did Whiskey Pete Hegseth show up to that meeting with Zelensky wearing a tie in the white, blue, and red Russian colors? It was literally a tie. He was wearing a tie that was like the Russian flag. Why? What's going on here? We'll talk with Malcolm Nance about that. But to start off, Congressman Ro Khanna represents the 17th District of California. He's the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's a ranking member of the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives, the Subcommittee on Cyber Innovation, Innovative Technologies and Information Systems, and a member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. His website is Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A dot house dot gov. His blue sky handle is Rep Ro Khanna, R-O-K-H-A-N-N-A. And Congressman, welcome back. It's been a while. It's great to have you back with us.
Tom, it's always a pleasure. Congrats on the book tour. I'm glad you got out there and met all your fans, like I meet them when I'm traveling around the country.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I'm curious your thoughts on the state of our country right now.
I was inspired by the 7 million people who came out yesterday or this weekend on the No Kings March to say that Donald Trump can't have presidential immunity to do whatever he wants, to stand up against his intimidation of law firms and universities. He's putting troops on the street, is having ICE act as a military force with no constraints, is politicizing of the Justice Department. And the only thing that's going to take back our country is that kind of popular social movement. So that gave me hope. Obviously, the Congress is dysfunctional. They want permanent tax breaks, but they haven't been willing to give us the increase in the tax premium subsidies for health care. And people's premiums will go up double if they're on the Exchange Act November 1st. So we're fighting for those health care tax credits.
How do you think it's going to play out in the House? Or, well, actually, the House is, you guys have been on vacation for a month, right? And also, you know, you and I talked about this, you know, in email a while back, and I know you talked about it on Fox News. You know, is there any possibility that John Thune will propose a continuing resolution for a one-time exemption from the filibuster to pass his continuing resolution and put the Senate, you know, end the government shutdown? I mean, he could do that, can't he?
Well, Tom, you emailed me that point, and I've been making it all over the media, which is a very simple point, which is we're not in charge. I mean, the Republicans have 51 senators. They've obviously passed it in the House, and they have the presidency. And they could today pass something to fund government and have a continuing resolution. Now, if you can have an exception to the 60-senator rule when it comes to the filibuster to appoint, to confirm Trump's appointees, to confirm Trump's judges, to pass tax breaks for the billionaires, which they did in the reconciliation, why can't you have an exception to make sure that government stays open? I believe that would be an 80-20 issue, that people would say, of course you should have 51 senators keeping government open, and we need to make that point, and I have been making that point. I don't think Thune is going to do it, but we need to point out that he could.
Yeah, and it's also important to point out that the filibuster is not in the Constitution. This is just a rule that the Senate made up, you know, back in the early 19th century, and you know, they have the power to suspend it anytime they want.
And used primarily to block civil rights, to block voting rights, and it's archaic. I've consistently been for eliminating the filibuster. We would have had the minimum wage increased if we had done that. We would have gotten voting rights if we had done that. But putting aside whether you believe that the filibuster should be eliminated, if you can make all these exceptions that already exist for the filibuster to pass tax breaks, to confirm judges, to confirm presidential appointees, don't you think the first filibuster exception should be to keep government open? And yet they're not willing to do that.
Yeah, it just makes sense. As a member of the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, you've got to be right in the middle of all these conversations about what's going on right now around the world. I mean, it seems like you've got Russia with Ukraine, and it looks like Trump has stabbed them in the back once more. You've got China looking at Taiwan, and my guess is if either one of them makes a major move, the other will instantly do the same. And then you've got Netanyahu again saber-rattling about Iran. It appears, we'll see what happens with this so-called peace plan. And also, I think it's important to note that the peace plan that Trump proposed was almost identical to the one that Biden had proposed, that Trump intervened essentially and told Netanyahu and everybody everybody here not to go along with. What are your thoughts on, you know, world peace here right now and the state of the world?
Well, I'm very concerned about what he's doing in Venezuela, ordering the CIA to have a regime change war. I'm concerned about what he's doing in terms of the $20 billion, $40 billion bailout of Argentina, which is Milei, who's had terrible policies, firing government workers, austerity politics, getting his country into this crisis. And Trump, simply because of his friendship with Milei, is trying to bail him out as opposed to helping American farmers and lowering prices here. I'm concerned about what he has done in the world with the global tariff wars. I mean, bringing up the price of food and groceries and putting us in such a vulnerability with China. I mean, instead of having a global effort to create rare earth minerals here in the United States and with our allies, he's antagonized so many people that we don't have a strategy, and now we're beholden to China. And then in the Middle East, while I'm very glad that the hostages were released, I'm glad that the war has come to an end, just yesterday you see that the strikes are continuing and the hostilities are continuing. And until we have a diplomatic solution that recognizes a Palestinian state free of Hamas, that with the recognition of Israel, you're not going to have a resolution to the conflict. And it's unclear that he's willing to do that kind of work that's required.
Shall we pick up some calls?
That would be great.
All righty. Joe in Cupertino, California, you are on the air with your congressman.
Good morning, Tom. Congressman, I see you on TV all the time. I really appreciate your representation. We have here in our county a measure to try to circumvent the Trump cuts to health care. I really hope that that gets the support of the people of the county. Measure A, I should say, is very valuable. Anyway, my comment today is, beware of Dominion being sold. Dominion, the voting system that we use around the country to tabulate our votes in controversy within the last election cycle, but now has been sold to, I guess, a former Republican from Missouri. And my understanding is that county governments around the country are scrambling to try to replace the system. I wonder if you're aware of that and if you had anything to say.
Well, I've always supported paper ballots as a verification. Mark Pocan has legislation on that, and I've supported that. And I believe that when you have those kind of voting machines, it's fine, but we should have some paper trail so that there isn't a crisis of trust in how we tabulate the votes.
All right. And you know that this guy who's a Trump supporter bought Dominion Voting Systems, the whole voting machine company.
I do. And that's, it's of great concern. Look, elections are decentralizing our country. So there's some comfort in the fact that, Josh Shapiro is administrating them in Pennsylvania. You don't have a Republican machinery, though they have won a lot of the local elections, Secretary of States and county offices. But this is why we need to have paper ballots as a check on these voting machines.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us are kind of, looking around and going, these guys would probably stop at nothing, which is a little scary.
That I agree with.
Yeah. Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour taking your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Khanna.house.gov, K-H-A-N-N-A.house.gov is his website. Rep. Ro Khanna over on Blue Sky. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Matt Nair on Air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one Department of Agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for traveling, by the way. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out to get that discount. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna. Byron?
Yes, I'm here. I just wanted to get both of your opinion. Why don't we talk more about corporate white-collar crime? They're constantly talking about street crime and having the National Guard, you know, stop street crime in these major urban areas. Why don't we talk about all of the corporate crime that's going on in corporate boards, the price gouging, the way the fossil fuel companies, you know, have denied climate change, even though they knew about it for years? It should be forced to reimburse people like the tobacco companies did for deceiving the public about the seriousness of the climate crisis. Where is that? I don't hear any of that going on in Washington.
We need the National Guard on Wall Street, Congressman.
Well, I urge you to look at the hearings I led a couple of years ago, where I had the CEO of Exxon, Chevron, all in front of me. We released a million documents. We actually referred it to the Justice Department for exactly your point. They knew that burning fossil fuels caused climate change. They lied to the American people. They should be held liable, at the very least, for all of the catastrophes that we're facing now, and accountable for their lies. I believe the Epstein file release, which Massey and I are leading, where you have rich and powerful men who basically raped young girls without any consequence, and then rich and powerful men who covered up for it, is also getting at what you're saying, that there are one set of rules for everyone and another set of rules for the rich and powerful, and that needs to stop. So I do think there's a growing awareness about this elite impunity and going after it.
Bob in Otis, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good morning. I was at the local rally, No King Rally, in my town. I had my little homemade sign that said Antifa means anti-fascism. I have pinned to that sign was a medal my father got from the U.S. Army 4 months before Pearl Harbor. Both of my parents were proud Antifa anti-fascists, as is I.
So what's your question, Bob? That's great. The great story.
My question is, why has not the Democratic Party, at least since Trump started calling Antifa a terrorist organization, come out in unison daily, standing up for anti-fascist patriotic Americans?
Thank you, Bob.
Well, Bob, thank you. I mean, your story, your family story, is what gives me hope about this country, the rich inheritance we have of people who've stood against fascism, who've sacrificed so much for democracy. And we need to, as a Democratic Party, be louder for standing up for people like you, standing up for people who are on the streets or marching. They're not Hamas. They're not terrorists. They're patriotic Americans speaking out for our most important democratic traditions. And I'm one of the few members of Congress who's called on out this NSPM7, which Trump basically is going after, groups like Antifa, groups like the ACLU, which are anti-Christian in his view, or anti-patriotic, or anti-capitalist, and he's saying he can criminalize that. That's a scary time, and we need more Democrats willing to say, no, we believe in free speech, dissent, and civil activism.
Congressman, I have 30 seconds to the break. I'm curious your thoughts on the Politico release of these back-channel conversations among young, so-called young Republicans, 18 to 40 years old, you know, just saying horrible things.
Well, it's disgusting. But look, I'm more concerned about our political leadership's silence towards them than
what
young
men seems to be supporting them.
But exactly. I mean, as they're saying terrible things in the culture that has been created by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Fine, they're not in elective office, but you would expect that the president, vice president, others would denounce what they're saying, even if they're saying give them a second chance, give them a chance to rehabilitate. What they've had is a total defense of those comments. They're saying, oh, we don't want to criticize them. And that's the difference, why there's not a moral equivalence with the Democratic Party. When we have candidates or people who say things that are offensive, we condemn them before we talk about their journey or growth.
There you go. We'll be
You're
right
listening
back.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls on a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Khanna.house.gov is his website. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt and Aaron Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands. Melissa Kay reports.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for. We provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Melissa Cave.
For WRCE, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see increasing clouds across the area for your Monday, and a late day shower can't be ruled out. A gusty south wind in the afternoon, up around 30 miles per hour with highs in the mid-60s. Evening showers, then gradual clearing, lows near 40. Right now it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Alba Show.
The incomparable Jane Matt Nair.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Comcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Try to silence voices.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Jessica in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question. I hope that maybe the congressman could talk with one of the Supreme Court justices to swear in the congresswoman from Arizona. That should be legal. That should be fair. Honestly, don't think the Republicans plan on doing it at all. And I wouldn't see why that couldn't happen. So that's my question.
I looked that up, Congressman, and I think it requires the consent of the speaker. Do you know?
Well, what I do know is that the state of Arizona is going to be suing in federal court. So we're going to get some resolution on what is required. But what is shameful is we have not been willing to vote on anything in the House for the simple reason that they don't want to release the Epstein files. The day Adelita Grijalva gets sworn in, Thomas Massie and my discharge petition gets 218 votes. It forces within 7 days a vote on the Epstein file. We're hearing that 300 House members may vote for it. That means you have 60 to 70 Republicans defecting from Donald Trump. It's the last thing that they want at this moment. And so they've literally said that they're not going to swear in Adelita Grijalva, who won her election almost a month ago and won 70 to 30. Arizona is now suing, and we need to make this happen. But the consequence is important. I was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and I said to Senator Capito, look, you want to have a vote to pay the troops? We'll have a vote to pay the troops, pay federal workers. We can't do that because the House isn't in session.
Wow. And tomorrow, Virginia Giuffre's book drops. That's going to be a small nuclear bomb, I expect. So we'll see. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. Tom, I'm glad to hear that you had such strong support for your book signing in Long Beach. I really wish I could have attended.
But, it was a hoot.
The Huntington Beach. Yeah, I hope you do more of those. I'd love to go to the next one. The Huntington Beach No Kings rally was much, much larger than the previous rallies. It was about 40% bigger. It went on for more blocks, many, many more people on both sides of the street. There were more families with small children. There are American flags all over and peace signs and honking of horns and Prop 50 support. Overall, I'd say the First Amendment had a very good day in the sun, and I'd rate the thing 5 out of 5 stars, and I'm definitely going to go again.
So what's your question?
Now, I have a long history of voting for the best candidate, no matter which party they're from. And in decades past, I've had friends who are Republican governors and mayors, and I don't believe any of these people would support today's GOP. And I'm thinking it's time for a dramatic change. In years past, we've seen political parties die. You know, the Whigs, the Know-Nothings are the most well-known. But there's like 98 pages of dead political parties in Wikipedia. And I'm wondering if it's time to take a pledge and state loudly and clearly, never again Republican. Never again will I vote for a member of the Republican Party, nor will I ever vote for anyone who's aligned with the Republican Party, nor will I vote for anyone who supports the Republican Party. And I'm hoping that this may perhaps enable an actual political party emerge of not crazies, but I think.
Okay, let's get Congressman Khanna's thoughts on this, Randy. Thank you.
Well, look, I mean, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. I guess I'm an eternal optimist that parties can reform. We need to reform in the direction where Bernie Sanders and FDR want us to, and the Republican Party people need to take it back from the nativist, xenophobic party that it's become, where Vance can't even condemn young kids engaged in brutal fascist rhetoric. But I hope that people will see the broken promises, the violation of values, and that you will get Republicans who are more committed to this country's founding ideals running, because for this country, it's better to have two, frankly, three, four, five robust parties that are competing on ideas.
There you go.
Mary in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. To your last answer to your question, I couldn't disagree with you more. The Republican Party should lose power for a generation or more for what they did to this country.
Well, they did in the 1930s, Mary. But what's your question
That's
for Congressman
right, because
Khanna?
They conspired to overthrow the government.
Yeah, so what's your question?
Okay, and that this rebuilding, you cannot rebuild unpersuadable people.
Right, so what's your question?
That have rotted every institution and everything to its core. And that goes
Mary, I need you to ask
question.
A question, please. Oh, that's okay.
Yes,
so your question is what?
I'm glad that that came ahead because it goes to my core question. It's a two-part question. Congressman, do you know why your approval rating is so low?
Thank you, Mary. Congressman?
Well, Mary, I share your view that the Republican Party should be defeated and defeated decisively. And that's, as Tom said, what we did for 20 years under FDR. That's what we can do if we have a progressive movement. But we have to do that by offering a compelling alternative. Just lecturing people saying you can never vote Republican again, I don't think will work. I think we have to say here's why we will be better for this country and for people's families, and here's why we will be better in terms of alignment with the American values. I believe our approval rating is so low, first and foremost, because we allowed Donald Trump to win twice. I mean, any party that allows that, you got to ask, well, what are they doing? And secondly, because we were so co-opted by the status quo forces of big money, of consultants, of lobbyists, that we've watched as 70% of Americans no longer believe that their kids are going to have a better life and that they can't afford groceries and can't afford rent while wealth has piled up. And what people want is some a transformational vision for this country. And I do believe when they're presented that, they will vote for us out of choice.
Mike in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My call is on the Affordable Care Act. There are 45 million people in the United States on the ACA. I Googled it. Why are we spending? It costs the federal government $20 billion a year to fund the taxpayer subsidies for the ACA. Why are we bailing out Argentina for $20 to $40 billion when we can fund the ACA for 2 years of that money? Trump's policies are for America first, which he's lying about. There are more people in red states on the ACA than there are Democratic people. Are these people stupid? What is your question? What is your answer?
Thank you, Mike.
Well, they're not stupid. I think what Trump has done is told them lies. He's going to face the consequences when they realize what's happening. But you're absolutely right. I mean, those $20 to $40 billion should be going to extend the Affordable Care Act subsidies and providing health insurance for the American people, as opposed to Trump's crony in Argentina. It's a great point. I may use that as a talking point about pointing out that $40 billion can start to be going to helping Americans with health care here.
Yeah, 2 years' worth. That's amazing. Alan in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question focuses on the discharge petition. And I'm wondering if you can lobby one more Republican to just sign the discharge petition and basically undercut Mike Johnson's, stalling of, swearing in the next a representative from Arizona.
Thomas Massey and I have had that idea. We've been trying for over 2 months to get as many. We're just lucky that the four who signed have stuck with us. Anyone who has ideas of another Republican who would sign, it would be great. But so far, we haven't had luck.
Charles in Miami, Florida. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
How you doing, Representative Khanna? How you doing, Tom?
Good.
My thing is this. I believe that they're paying these tariffs just to keep the government going, because I don't see where the revenue is coming from. Second of all, I think why this man is so involved in the New York race is because this is a segregationist regime that's practicing eugenics. And I think they're also terrified that, you know, because of the diversity of our party, that now you're going to have a Muslim person in charge of a big city like New York and making it run, and probably making it run better than anybody that's done it before. And I just think that they are so afraid of diversity. So my question to you is this, basically, Connor. You know, do we have any more candidates that's more diversified coming up in the next election? Because I just think, you know, with this party is, they're afraid of, you know, the diversity that comes from our party within the hearts and minds of Americans.
Well, I think we do, and I don't know if we can predict them. I mean, no one knew who Zoran Mamdani was 9 months from ago, and now everyone in the country is talking about him. So I'll tell you this. We've got a group of young people who are so passionate, energetic. They're hopeful about America. They want a different government. They're sick of the big money in politics, the lobbyists in politics. They're sick of a government which has watched their generation not have a fair shot at getting a house, at affording rent, and starting a family with childcare. It has led them to be in debt because of their expenses of education, and they want to change. And I believe that that generation is going to come to power, and they were horrified with what happened in Gaza.
Andre in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Tom. Good afternoon to you, Congressman. First thing is, I don't look at you as being on vacation. I look at you being on involuntary leave of absence because of what Mike Johnson did. Second, I want to thank you, Congressman, and thank the rest of the Democrats for me for reading this bill before signing off on it, because that was real critical. You all could have just signed off on something, but you took time to read it, and that protected us by you reading it. My question for you, Congressman, is that I watched the No Kings rally, and I didn't hear any talk of voting in the midterms. Nobody spoke about it. Can you tell me who organizes the No Kings march and who determines what's being said at the march? That's my question. Thank you.
Well, it's organized by Indivisible, and it's organized by other groups like MoveOn.org. My guess is they have to be careful not to make it a partisan political activity, but they should be telling people to vote. The central premise of it is that the Supreme Court decision that gave Trump immunity to do whatever he wanted, that he could without having it be a crime. And what this is saying is, no, in this country, the president is not a king. He's subject to the Constitution. And that court decision is what has allowed Trump to go intimidate universities, intimidate corporations, intimidate business law firms, and to put troops on our street and to militarize ICE. He's shredding the Constitution.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. His website is Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. His Blue Sky handle, Rep. Ro Khanna, also over on Twitter. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back on the other side of this break with more of your calls in this Progressive Town Hall meeting, National Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matinair on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matinair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matinair on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dan Hagen, you were out hunting. How did that go?
This buck is eluding me, so I'm just trying new things. I bought designated hunting clothes that I'm going to wash with special detergent that has no scent on it.
People get into the scent, and there's all kinds of things people try to do. I don't know that the science is conclusive. Otherwise, everybody would have success every time. You got to try what you can try, right?
That's spending money for no real reason, probably, at the end of the day.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. So to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and the top five collagen warnings, go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour, picking up Laverne in Huntington Beach. You are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, thanks so much, Congressman, for being brave enough to field all sorts of calls. I'm calling about the $10 billion offer that to Argentina that the president has made. And I'm wondering, I can't find it in the Constitution. Does he have a slush fund somewhere that has billions of dollars that he can just hand out?
That's a great point. I think that there are funds available to Treasury in cases of the emergency that they can loan out or grant out. I mean, other presidents have done it with true emergencies, with President Clinton when Mexico's economy was going to collapse, when South Korea's economy was going to collapse. The difference here is that there is not the same risk to the American financial system that was justified in those interventions. And here you have an Argentinian president who's pursuing corrupt policies that is being potentially bailed out.
Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you are on the air with Congressman Connor.
Fantastic. So, Congressman, I'm really confused. I think that the majority of American people don't realize that the Pentagon now has a budget of $1.01 trillion. $1.01 trillion. And the Democratic Party that I grew up in, that I've supported all my life, would never have let this happen. I'm not sure how it is and who got bought by whom, but I can say that there's a great moral shortcoming in the Democratic Party that that we have a $1.01 trillion Pentagon budget, and there's been no real outcry from the party. So if the ducks are going to get back into a row for this party, one of the first things we have to do is take a look at how the Pentagon is bleeding America dry.
Well, you're right, and it's led to endless wars overseas. I mean, look, I am often the lone vote in the Armed Services Committee. It's usually 67-1, and I vote against the increases of the Pentagon budget. I was doing it under Trump. I did it under Biden. His budgets were going up. There's footage out there which you can see on Instagram or TikTok, and they say, Kana, Kana, and then they boo, and I vote no. So there's peer pressure to vote for these increased budgets. There are defense contractors. There are huge lobbyists. But the reality is, even Bill Clinton in 1992 ran on cutting the bloated defense budget and investing in jobs here at home. Of course, Bernie Sanders ran that way. And I think we have lost our way when we're supporting this defense industrial complex and endless wars, as opposed to supporting good jobs and our priorities here at home.
Congressman, in our final 45 seconds, where do we go after the No Kings protests, and what are your thoughts on the coming, the next couple of weeks before we hear from you again?
Look, David Brooks wrote a great piece in The Atlantic saying we need, this is a time for social movements, and he's a conservative. He's not one to always call up for rallies. I think we need more of that kind of energy, if not the No Kings protests. I've been out there around the country with Bernie Sanders. I'm going to support Zohran Mamdani and New York, but I've also been doing town halls across this country in red districts. This is a time not for just people voting in Washington. This is a time for us being active, speaking out in the collective numbers. There is safety, and we frankly need more business leaders, technology leaders speaking out about what's happening to the Constitution in this country.
Yeah, so well said. Congressman, it is always a delight to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back on the other side of this break. When the chant fades, who builds the future? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special,
You might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The fragile ceasefire deal in Gaza flaring up over the weekend, but holding. The IDF says two soldiers were killed and Israeli forces retaliated, killing at least 44 in Gaza. President Trump says no U.S. troops will go to Gaza, and he says there is international pressure on Hamas to disarm.
We had a dark cloud over the Middle East, and now it's all, we have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
The president making the remarks while hosting Australia's prime minister today at the White House. He also announced a deal for the U.S. to access rare earth minerals for Australia. Amazon says it's pinpointed the troubles of its Amazon Web Services after an outage impacted websites worldwide, including the Wall Street Journal, Facebook, and some airlines. It is day 20 of the federal government shutdown. The Senate will take up a vote again later today on a measure to end the shutdown. It's not expected to pass. This is ABC News.